This episode is brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are here, and you know what that means. It's time to get your friends and family the gifts they deserve. Take the stress out of shopping with Amazon's great deals and low prices on a huge range of items from toys to tech and much more. Whoever you're gifting for, Amazon has great prices on everything you need this holiday season. Shop Black Friday week starting November 21st.
You know what, Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Mark Zinner in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Make sure you hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And Ian, can you say it with me?
Come on, Kennesaw State.
Oh, Kennesaw State, let's go.
Come on now.
Kennesaw State. You know what the best part about the Kennesaw 14-7 lead over Liberty is? That there's just under 6 minutes left in the first half.
Don't jinx
it. Now the clock is becoming our friend.
Don't do it.
I just want tick, 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 all the way down, all the way down.
That would be, by the way, a pick by the Owls of Kennesaw State. Now, the 0-6 Owls with 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Against the undefeated Liberty Flames, about to flame out.
Are we afraid to wager on 0-6 teams? No, we are
not. Nope, we are not. We
are
absolutely not.
Are we afraid to go and dominate Cracker Barrel on a Friday, Waffle House on a Saturday, IHOP on a Sunday morning? No, we are not.
Not at all. All right, let's welcome in Jordan Reed, ESPN NFL draft analyst. And, Jordan, we have to ask you because it's been quite the heated discussion. You're national champion of breakfast spots, IHOP, Waffle House, Cracker Barrel. Where are you going and what's your order?
It's Waffle House, without question, guys. I mean, I can't go away from the consistency that is the All-Star Special at Waffle House. You can never go wrong with that at all. Even though me and Ian were in Knoxville a week ago, and before I met with Ian, I was at an IHOP at 5 a.m. eating some, just downing some pancakes before
Jordan,
to Neyland Stadium. So I would have to go to Waffle House.
I hit that. I had probably the same IHOP right on Sunday morning, but Saturday morning before the third Saturday in October, the eavesdropping and conversation that you have, you just go single up at the bar, right? Yeah, which is a counter at Waffle House, listening to the old Knoxville, Tennessee guard, right, where the Vols are going, man, I don't know how we're going to do this against Bama. I mean, it was outstanding. So it can't get much better than – I'm with you. It's Waffle House. That's your national champ. It's the people watching. It's the order. It's the food. And it's the eavesdropping. Now, having said all of that – what the hell is going on with Jalen Milroe, Coach?
I think Alabama's having an identity crisis right now. And what I mean by that is they simply just can't run the ball. And if you think about it, what we've come to know Alabama as is a tough, hard-nosed defense, of course. That's what they were known for during their legacy run with Coach Saban. And then also, they've never had struggles with running the football. And that's the big struggle of Alabama right now. They just can't consistently run the ball, and then they can't get off the field on third down. So whether it's against Tennessee or South Carolina, whoever it is, they're just struggling to get off the field, and then they're just struggling to establish their main identity of running the ball. I think Coach DeBoer really wants or is trying to make Milroe what Michael Penix was at Washington, but I just don't think they're capable of having that type of offense like he wants right now. I just don't think the personnel that they have right now suits what he had at Washington. So I think they're having an identity crisis of trying to figure out what new Alabama is. But all of us, we still remember old Alabama as tough, hard-nosed defense and running the ball.
Jordan, I'm struggling to figure out who the best team in the country is. I know we're plenty of time away from the college football playoff happening, but if it was the Jordan Reed committee and the playoffs started next Saturday, who are you putting as the number one team in the nation?
Ooh, that's a great question. If we're just talking about just teams overall in the country, it's hard for me to go against Georgia right now. And I know they did lose to Alabama, but as far as how high level the defense is playing right now, Carson Beck doing just enough, just keeping the ship afloat. And then if they're able to consistently run the ball like they did against Texas, which has been their biggest struggle so far this season, I just don't see a team that's going to be able to beat Alabama in the college football playoff. But this is the most wide open college football has been in quite some time, in my honest opinion. Yep. So I would go with Georgia right now.
look, you're a remarkable evaluator of talent. That's why you're one of our top NFL draft analysts. Who is, in your mind right now, QB1 when it comes to the 2025 NFL draft?
So I have a 1A and 1B right now between Shedeur Sanders of Colorado and then also Cam Ward of Miami. But if I were picking one today, I would go with Cam Ward of Miami. And I say that because I like the upside he has, just the calm demeanor that he plays with. And that's something that Cam has always had, whether it was at Carter Word, or when he was at Washington State. He always had that calm, cool, collected demeanor. But I think the big difference between him now and him then is that he's not trying to do too much. And, yes, he still has some of those plays of where what I like to call the Josh Allen syndrome, of where he likes to test his limits as far as how it could go. He's going to have some plays of where he runs to one side of the field and tries to cross body like he did against Cal and throws a bad interception. But for every two bad throws or bad decisions that he makes, he's going to make 10 to 12 remarkable plays. And that's what we've seen really all of this season so far from Cam.
How do you explain what happened to Texas? I know you just talked about Georgia being the best team in the country, but is that more of a referendum on Texas not being ready to really play with the biggest of the big in the SEC, or is that just Georgia being Georgia when we expected them to be?
I think this is Georgia being Georgia, honestly. I think their defense played one of their best games overall since Kirby's been there. In my honest opinion, just looking back at the film, I was really, really surprised. I was really pleased with how they played as far as on the defensive side. I thought he had a really good game plan for Sark, and what he did was he just forced them to throw the ball down the field, which is something that Texas has not been able to do this year, and he wanted to make sure to get pressure on Ewers early, and I thought he shocked them a little bit really early on. And I come back to that one play, which was the corner cat blitz that Dalen Everett was able to get pressure from the backside on Ewers. Ewers just didn't look the same after that play in the first half. Now, he did. I'll give him credit. He did look better in the second half, but I just think it was a little bit too little too late. But the defense just played at a remarkable level. But the difference in that game was Georgia being able to run the football, which is something that they have struggled with all year this year.
Where Carson Beck, Georgia quarterback, where's Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback, as far as draftable grades for you right now?
So I actually have Carson as my top quarterback coming into the year, but he just hasn't taken that next step like I thought he would. And I thought this was a great test year for Carson just because last year I really didn't think he was asked to be the catalyst of that offense just because of the surroundings that he had. I mean, he had dudes around him, Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey, Marcus Roseman, Jack Saint, who I thought was a really good college receiver. But this year, Georgia just doesn't have those dudes on the outside. So Carson is being asked to be a catalyst of that offense. And I just don't think he's quite talented enough to uplift or withstand some of the surroundings that they do have. So that's why we're seeing them struggle so much in the passing game. It really hasn't clicked for them this year. So I think he's a day two quarterback right now. He just got to get better with his ball placement, and then his decision-making has to improve as well. And then with Jackson Dart, I was there when they played Wake Forest, and I was really surprised at just how live his arm was. I think that was one of the bigger surprises about Jackson Dart, and that's why I like going to see these guys up close, just because it's different seeing him on film as opposed to seeing him up close. But just the moxie and the confidence that he plays with, I think he's one of the most competitive quarterbacks in the system, or excuse me, in this draft class. But something that he's going to have to answer is how does he operate outside of that lane kicking system? Just because the big question that scouts have is that Lane's doing such a good job of scheming guys open, he's not really going through a multi-step progression. So I would like to see him get in like the Senior Bowl or something like that, of where he's asked or he's forced to operate a pro scheme. That's going to be the big question about Jackson Dart on the next level.
He is Jordan Reed, ESPN NFL draft analyst. Jordan, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the evening and enjoy some Waffle House, brother.
Dude, yeah.
Absolutely.
Jordan, how are you, the two of you, you're both in ridiculous physical condition. How do you hammer down the all-star breakfast at Waffle House?
Man, that's
that
easy.
Thing's massive.
That's not even a sweat. I mean,
not at all, man. I mean, when you've been eating it since college, I mean, it's no problem. Now, the prices are much different from when I was in college to now, but the all-star special has stayed exactly the same. You get the nice waffle, you get the toast, you can choose the bacon or the sausage, you get the cheese grits. Man, it's amazing. You can never go wrong with Waffle House.
I mean, how do you do the eggs, though, Jordan? That's the real question.
Oh, scrambled, of course.
Okay, well, I usually get a third egg, too. I order a third egg when I get my all-star special. Oh, I get a third egg.
I just
get them scrambled.
Pounds.
I mean, I don't go the hash browns for me. It's just onions and tomatoes. I don't go crazy with the cheese and everything, but you know, it's good enough. Anyway,
Jordan, you're the best, man. Appreciate you, boss.
Thanks, brother.
See you soon.
Thank you, guys, as always.
All right, man.
Gotta add that third egg. Two eggs is not enough. Two eggs is like for the kids.
You are both like in remarkable physical condition. Look, if I eat the all-star breakfast at Waffle House, I would need a mirror to see my feet. No shot. I mean, I'm just getting filthy fat.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I often like to change the Waffle House order up because, you know, sometimes you just need a little bit of different. It's a little bit of different.
There's a little bit of different.
I will say this much. No doubt. I'm a big peanut butter on my waffle guy. You ever get some peanut butter on a hot waffle and it's just, oh, man, that is the apex.
No.
That is the apex. Peanut butter on pancakes, peanut butter on waffles. Oh,
my youngest,
it's like dessert.
Her best friend puts peanut butter on her pancakes. And I'm like, no, why?
It's fantastic. It's like a dessert, man. Trust me. Peanut butter on a hot waffle or hot pancake, it's better than you could imagine.
Kennesaw State, by the way. Owls. Come on now. Come on now.
Under two-minute warning. Let's hold them here, Kennesaw.
Here we go.
Well, look, Liberty is one of the 10 undefeated teams left in college football. It might not be before this show is over, but we will discuss how many teams this weekend are taking their first L. That's next. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. That's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod at checkout.
It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. And don't look now, Ian Fitzsimmons.
Oh, Kennesaw State. Here we go. Catching big numbers, man. Big numbers.
I mean, we got a 4th-and-1 here. And a timeout by Liberty. Undefeated Liberty. Against winless 0-6 Kennesaw State, who might be the worst team in the country by a considerable margin.
Kent State. The Golden Flashes will rival them when it comes to the worst team. But, yeah, go ahead.
They will. But nonetheless. So that brings us to the matter at hand here. By the way, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's a Dr. Pepper call-in line. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Make sure you tell that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Liberty is one of 10 undefeated teams in college football to this point.
And who did you convince us to wager on tonight?
Well, I convinced us to take – I had a bad number, actually. I got 26, plus 26 with Kennesaw State. You guys got 27, 27 and a half. So,
and a live wager at 25. Right? So, yeah.
There
come
you go.
On. Here we go.
The other 9 undefeated teams, Army-Navy, Pitt, Indiana, BYU, Iowa State, Miami, Penn State, and Oregon. Now, 2 of those teams won't play this week. They have byes. Army and Iowa State are not going to play. But the question is how many of these undefeated teams will fall this weekend? Now, even though there's only 8 playing, I'm still willing to set the over-under here at 3.5. Are you going over or under? And that includes a game going on right now, which I didn't think was going to be one of the teams that lost.
We weren't factoring, you know, the 0-6 Owls of Kennesaw State into right into our undefeated factor here. But I would go over, man, and not including Liberty if they were to lose Liberty to Kennesaw State. My number one, hands down, not even close. It is the – I mean, this line reeks, man. It's just – it stinks. It's like rotten fish in the bottom of a trash can that's been left outside the Texas heat for a month. That's how bad this thing smells. Central Florida is favored over undefeated BYU. Now, the game is in Central Florida. If you've ever been to Orlando – humidity is 365 days. It never leaves. It's there. But bottom line, man, because Kalani Sitake, head coach of BYU, his guys, they're a physical damn football team. But right now, Zeno, you've got defensive linemen playing offensive line. They've had to switch guys, right? So you got a defensive tackle playing center at BYU.
Yeah.
But they are undefeated, and they have a big number next to their name, right? Number 11 in the AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas right now is begging America to take BYU. It opened at Pickett. It is steamed to UCF -2. That is by far, bar none, my number one. Watch the bleep out. Crazy crap is going to happen on a college football Saturday game of the weekend. Central Florida takes down BYU. Bet to your hands bleed.
I agree. I have four teams, I think, that have a high degree of probability that they will lose. BYU is at the top of the list. Another one tomorrow night. Pitt is hosting Syracuse.
Oh,
Pitt's laying six.
Yep.
Look, Pittsburgh is ranked. They have a freshman quarterback playing on a standalone. Not really standalone. I mean, Georgia State's playing them, but you know what I'm saying. It's an ESPN standalone game by itself at home. I certainly like Syracuse getting the points, especially after Pitt last week or the two games ago, rather. They didn't have a bye. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. After the last game, they have a bye. So did Syracuse. They're also coming off a bye. With Eli Holstein, the freshman quarterback, has been great all year long. Didn't play well at all against Cal. Threw two picks, including one in the red zone. And Cal only scored 19 points, I think, in that game, whatever it was.
15-13.
Or Pitt only scored.
Right. 15-13 final.
Whatever it was. Yeah, it was something. Yeah. Neither team got to 20. I think Pitt is in danger of having the pressure of that little number next to their name, having them go down. And that is another one out there outside of BYU, Pitt. Penn State.
I'm gonna give you a crazy one, right? I'm gonna give you.
Oh well, Navy's definitely losing Notre Dame. Navy's definitely losing. That's it. Navy is losing Notre Dame.
Look, there. It's a 12.5 point dog. Navy's at home, right? At MetLife, meaning playing in New Jersey. But there's something about this Navy squad with their quarterback Blake Horlath, who is playing his brains out. And I know you're an Army guy, but you are also a college football guy. And this Navy squad, to me, is – they just have something about them. I mean, they really do. So, I give Navy beyond a puncher's chance at MetLife to take down the Irish of Notre Dame.
Yes. I don't give them a – well, of all of them, I think this is the one that I give the longest pause to because of Navy's ground game and the way they play and what style they are. But remember – if there's any non-service academy that's used to playing the triple option, it's Notre Dame because they play every year.
Yep.
So they've seen this before. They are well-equipped to handle it. It's not new to them. Marcus Freeman was a defense coordinator for years at Notre Dame before he took over the head coach. So he knows all this. Like, I mean, this is not anything that he can't handle. I think the game obviously means more to Navy to beat Notre Dame than other way around. But, yes, go ahead. Give us an update. I know. Bad hours.
Yeah.
Bad
hours. Liberty touchdown.
All right, tied up, though, game. With 48 seconds left. 48 seconds left. Liberty gets a second-half kickoff, though. They could do the double dip. So we it'd be great if we can go down the field, kick a field goal here. I'd be very, very happy with that.
I look, man, if you'd have told me when you convinced me to take this game right before we hit the air, Kennesaw State catching, I got it at 27.5. Then I live wagered at 24 on ESPN bet.
It was going to be tied at halftime?
If you had told me 14-all, man, I'd be doing cartwheels, Coach.
Yeah,
so, look, just go ahead. Take the knee.
Yeah, not counting any chickens yet.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
But Penn State could be.
You're talking about trying to go down and kick a field goal. Are you nuts? Yeah, no. Take the knee, go to half, or we're good at tied at 14.
I mean, you know, that's the conservative approach, but you don't beat good teams being conservative. So
that's the Army guy in you right there.
We'll see, yeah. We'll see what we do.
Let's go ahead and attack. Yeah, I get it.
Yes. So Penn State could be in trouble this week. I mean, they are coming off a bye. They are on the road at Wisconsin, who all of a sudden has figured out the offense.
They're playing
and,
well.
And James Franklin off a bye in his career has been bad. It's been really bad. And the thing is, Penn State also has a little home game next week against that team called, who are they again? Oh, yeah, Ohio State.
How's James Franklin done against Ohio State in Michigan?
Not good. Not good.
Ofer. He has Ofer. Never beaten Ofer. Ohio
State. They call
State
this in betting
Michigan.
Terms a look-ahead spot.
Yep.
This is a look-ahead spot. You're looking right past Wisconsin, worried about Ohio State. And it sets up perfectly because, again, they're on the road in Wisconsin. They go home for the Ohio State game. Like, you know, this is all there for them to, you know, it's a James Franklin flat spot if there ever was one here, Coach.
And if you take Wisconsin at home at Camp Randall, yeah. You're catching seven.
Yep.
Come on with it. Bet to your hands bleed. Yeah, I'm with you. 1,000,000% on the Fighting Fickles.
I think
Wisconsin.
any of the other undefeated teams that lose would be a major upset, in my opinion. A major upset.
Yeah, well, Central Florida is the one where
– right.
Just go ahead and hammer that one down. I mean, that I've already bet it. I'm in. And it has nothing against Kalani Sitake and BYU. That just number just stinks. Yeah. So, but I'm with you. Look, chaos is a-coming again every single week. It's happening in college football. Will happen again on Saturday.
Coming up next – dig deep into your pockets, folks. How much would you be willing to spend to go see your favorite team play in the championship? That's next. It's ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. I'm Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. Follow him on Twitter at Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm at Mark Zeno. We got a tie ball game at halftime here, Fitzy.
I'll take it.
Liberty 14, Kennesaw State Owls. 14.
Your call, man. This is all you, dude.
We got almost four touchdowns in our back pocket here, so – let's just hope Liberty gets the ball at the beginning of the second half. What we need is a stop from Kennesaw State. That's really the big part of this whole thing. I don't want any momentum for Liberty. I want the flames extinguished. I want Jamie Chadwell to be like, oh, my God, this Kennesaw State defense is so good.
This is the only program in America where you would have not one but both hosts giving you a scientific breakdown of Liberty and Kennesaw State. A 5-0 squad against an 0-6 squad.
Tell them.
Why? Because we love to wager. Why? We like winning. Why? Because we like to take a ticket to the cashier, take it to the window. Zeno gave us Kennesaw State at the stop at the start of the show an hour and 31 minutes ago. Take the points, bet to your hands bleed, Kennesaw State plus 26 at the time. I got a
27.5. Yeah, you guys got a better number.
James Steele, yeah. I mean, ESPN bet it went up to 27.5. We actually live wagered at plus 24. You had told me at the half, the Owls.
I mean, just
of 14, Kennesaw 14, State
14-14
are tied.
Kennesaw catches. State is 175 yards in the first half. They averaged 225 for the entire per game for the entire year. So, we need to stop coming out first thing.
Come on,
like you said, we want to cash tickets. We want to make money. And the reason that I want to do that and make money is so I can spend an exorbitant amount trying to get myself and my children to their first ever World Series game.
Right there. Professional segue.
I have, as a Yankee fan, I've raised my kids right. No, they're also Yankee fans. And
living in Atlanta.
I am perplexed mathematically and financially as to how I go about getting my kids to their first ever World Series game. I had to wait over 20 years to go see my first ever World Series game. I don't want my children to have to wait that long. However, Yankees, Dodgers, it ain't cheap. It's not cheap at all.
All right, so phone lines again are open at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What would you be willing to pay?
Or what is the most you have paid?
Yeah. Even better. I like that. What is the most
would
you
pay?
Have paid to
you
go and watch your team contend for a title? Now, my youngest daughter, Marin, is a diehard LSU fan. Diehard.
Go Tigers.
And so when LSU and Angel Reese were playing against Caitlin Clark in the Iowa Hawkeyes in Dallas, yeah, I ponied up $450 for both of my daughters to go and watch LSU in the title game. And it was amazing. Absolutely something I will never, ever forget. But that's $450. You, on the other hand, you're talking Game 3, World Series, Yankee Stadium, Dodgers, Yankees. What are you contemplating putting down to take your kids for? As my mom would say, never let school get in the way of a quality education, meaning the game of life and the school of life and memories are worth an infinite amount of – you can't put a dollar amount on it. But we do. So, Game 3, what are you looking at?
About dollars. Did you get all that? I said about $7.
It sounded like – we've come down a little bit, though, from a Monday. James Steele, our producer. On Monday, I think we were looking at around $10,000, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that
yeah.
right, James?
Yeah. Well, the people come through and send you some Venmo?
No, I haven't. Nobody has contributed to the Zeno, to the Kids to the World Series Fund at
so
all.
So we've come down from 10 Gs to where?
About 7.
Oh, my Lord.
I get that QR code up on your Twitter.
You know? You know what's you know the funny part of, and I tell you, the true story. I told Fitzy and James before the show that you know I'm not like I'm a single dad, so I check the mail like once every 4 or 5 days. So I check the mail and I got like you know 7 or 8 letters in there. Half of it's junk, but I get a weird letter from the county, and it's the tax office, and I'm like, this is really thin, you know. Like when it's thick, you get nervous. When it's thin, it's either like
you
oh hey, we're just right, or it's a check. Right? I open it up right here.
What we got?
County refund check, $1,300, baby, going right to the ticket fund.
Ow, so we got one ticket done, right? There we go.
That's the flights. That's just the flights.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah. Oh,
forgot about that. We got to fly there. We can't drive 13 hours to the Bronx. We got to fly. So,
all right. So you're willing to go 7 dimes?
I think so.
No.
I mean, come on. Like, I got 24, 48 hours to decide. I don't have to lock in yet because the tickets are always – you have to wait till you get closer to buy the tickets because, you know, that's when they'll come down on price to get rid of them. You know, that's the
– So you're flying up no matter what. See family, see your folks, whatever.
Right.
So that is done. The flights are booked. correct?
They're reserved. I got miles. So I can always just get those miles back if I cancel. Right.
You have to use it within a year. I got it. All right.
Buy that trip protection, fellas. Buy that trip protection. Cancel for any reason.
To me, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a bad dad. I'm not going seven dimes deep on my kids to
– It's crazy stupid.
To go watch a game. I can't do it. I really had to fight with my wife to get, you know, 455 a hundo in my own backyard with a parking pass. So I had free parking. All I did was pay tickets and concessions. So it ran me total about $700 to go watch the LSU Bengal Tigers in my daughter's favorite school. My youngest, my oldest is an Oregon Duck. You know, at the time, both in high school, it was about $700. And it was a battle with my wife to fork over 1-0 less than what you're talking about, man. I couldn't do it, dude. You're a better dad than I am. You are a better dad than I am.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's the most you have spent or would be willing to spend to see your team, whether it's, you know, in a playoff race or try to win a national championship in a playoff contest type atmosphere? I mean, that really, to me, you know, you gotta get crazy for this, because what you're buying is the memory. Right? That's what you're paying for.
Again, that's what my mom always said, right? And I can't emphasize this enough. And that is, never let school get in the way of an education. Meaning, like, I would take my kids out on a Friday to go and travel with me to go and do a college or NFL game as a field analyst and reporter. But they had field passes. I wasn't spending seven dimes, Coach. It was an airline ticket, and I was using miles. Yeah. You're talking about going into your pocket and hitting it. And I just stroked a tuition check to the great University of Oregon, and it ain't fun. So you're talking about, like, half a semester of what I just did.
I know.
For game three
it's
of
good
Yankees
thing they go to
Dodgers.
Public school at this point. 888-ESPN. Let's go to Greg in Illinois. Greg, you're on Amber and Ian. What's up, man?
Yeah, sometimes
Greg, go ahead,
I
bud.
Don't think it matters. Yeah, sometimes I don't think the cost, you know, I paid $1,600 for two tickets to see North Carolina Duke. It's North Carolina senior night and Burrow's senior year. And we won the tournament that year, the conference that year, the national championship that year. And I visited both universities, and it was the best time of my life. I mean, it was well worth the $1,600.
Yeah, see? I mean,
there you go.
No one's ever mad, even if you lose the game and the team you're rooting for. You're never mad that you did the experience, right?
No. Hell no.
Our next – here's the problem for me, and this is why this is so high, because our next caller, David, in North Carolina. David, welcome in. He brings up a very good point here. David, you're on Amber and Ian. What's up, man?
Hey, welcome, gentlemen. Ian, it is great to hear your voice, brother.
Oh, it's good to be back, man. Good to be back.
Yeah, my question is this, is it depends on where the seats are. If they're nosebleed seats, or if they're actually going to be able to see the field in better seats, that makes a difference on what we're actually paying.
Well, that's the point. That's why it's seven, because I could probably get it down to around like four, but I ain't sitting next to God in section 407. Like, that ain't me. That ain't me. I don't want to be up there. I don't want the kids to be up there. It's going to be extra colder up there. I mean, I need to be down low. I need to be field level. I'm a seat snob. I don't get bad seats when I go see stuff.
Colby,
you're looking at me like that.
I am, because I am in step with you. That was a great question, and one that I had not thought of when it comes to your $7,000 that you're contemplating.
Yeah, because instead of spending like $2,500 a ticket, you know, I have to spend like $3,500, you know, and that's the difference.
All right, so tickets are insane. Before we go to Colby in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. You've already purchased the airline tickets, so you're going to see family. That is invaluable. I mean, you can't put a price tag on family. Now the added expense, because the plane tickets are done, and no matter what, even if you don't get or don't go to the game, you're still going to see family. But the added, it's like the not even a cherry on top. This is the entree. Is going to game three of the World Series. Yankees-Dodgers right here, which you'll hear on ESPN Radio. The problem is now, where are the seats? And Colby in Phoenix, that's where we come to you. Colby, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you got? What's the most you've spent? And how important are the seats?
So I paid $3,700 for nosebleed tickets for the Super Bowl for Eagles-Chiefs. I lived in Kansas City for 20 years. And although my Chiefs came out on top, I kept thinking the whole time how pissed off I would have been if I paid $3,700 to watch them lose the Super Bowl.
That's in the back of your mind now, isn't it, Zeno?
Yeah, yeah. It's living large. It's living large. Let's grab one more here real quick. Jimmy's in Arizona.
We can keep this going if you want.
Jimmy's in Arizona. You're on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
So, two stories. Number one, I did pay $800 for one ticket for the Super Bowl, the helmet catch Super Bowl in Arizona, the Giants.
There you go. That was a good game.
In New England. That was a great game. They were nosebleeds, but I was there. I could barely see the helmet catch, but I think I saw it for sure. last year, the Diamondbacks were down 3-1 to the Phillies. I bought two sets of four tickets. And I paid $1,500 each, not knowing whether or not they were going to go to the World Series, just a gamble. They ended up going to the World Series. I sold the second set for $3,000, and I went to the World Series for free.
Oh, you're a genius. God bless you.
See, that's
brilliant.
I just hedged the bet. I just hedged my bet. I was like, you know what? If they don't win, I'll get my money back. If they do win, I'll go to the World Series and not pay for my own ticket. So that time, it hasn't worked out every time I've done that, but that time it worked out.
Real quick, we got one more. Time for one more. James is in Oregon. James, you got to be quick. Go ahead, bud.
All right. Spent $1,000. Go see my Red Sox in Los Angeles. Went to the 2018 World Series Game 3, and they played 18 innings. So, hey, you can spend $7,000, but you might get, two games for it.
There you go. That is well done. That is it.
Bargain
great
baseball.
Stuff. I mean, talk about bang for your buck. I mean, that is return on your investment right there. I would tell people I only spent $700 for two games, $700 a game each. We're good. We are good.
I got nothing.
I
got Kennesaw State down at 14.
Still open.
That's all I got.
888-SAY-ESPN. We'll also do sound on, sound off. That's next. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. You tell those smart speakers, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Ian Fitzsimmons at Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson at Mark Zeno, MarkZinno. And right now, the second half is getting underway in Kennesaw, Georgia, right next to Kennesaw Mountain. where they get the Kennesaw Mountain Landis MVP award or Cy Young. What is it? Which one is that?
I don't
baseball?
Know. I didn't Kennesaw even Mountain. Know Kennesaw State's mascot until we bet the Owls right there, ladies and gentlemen. Until we wagered on this thing on ESPN Bet, where Zeno, look, the last couple of weeks it's been a great ride with you and I and our crew. It's been a fun couple
cashing
of weekends
tickets, baby.
Wagering. Yeah, we've been cashing tickets, not jinxing, right? We're not going to give out the record. We're not going to say a number or a dollar value, but it's been a fun ride to the point where James Steele is just now leaning back, our producer, going, "I love both of you men in a in a very affectionate kind of way." But bottom line. Zeno says right at the start of the show, give us Kennesaw State, plus 26. Actually went to 27.5. Live wager, I doubled down on it because he was so confident.
Love it.
At
love
24,
it.
And the halftime number on ESPN Bet, Kennesaw State catching 14 and a hook. I did not get back in on halftime, right? But just on the halftime number, we are tied at the half. If you'd have told me we would be tied with undefeated Liberty and 0-6 Kennesaw State, which, again, I didn't know the mascot, I'd damn near open mouth kiss you. There you go.
There we right go. There. Kennesaw State Owls. All right, big possession here coming out. Liberty gets the ball. They scored a touchdown to tie it right at the end of the first half at 14. We need to stop here by the Owls, so we'll keep you updated because I know all of you are excited to hear about Kennesaw State football. I mean, it's right up there. I mean – Kennesaw State football election, commercials.
Yeah, right
it's a.
What's the deal? I know we're going to get back to the phones, but how do so many? Like, do you get the nonstop text messages from?
Yeah, and the thing
contribute?
Is, I early vote. Like,
how
it should be a deal when you early vote, you stop getting all the text messages.
Really?
I wish you did. No, it doesn't work that way. I'm still getting text messages. I'm like, I write them back. Already voted. Leave me alone. Already voted. Leave me alone.
Does it increase when you reply back?
I just thought they were all coming in like a barrage. It was,
It's nonstop from the time you wake up in the morning.
Yep.
Who are you voting for? What do you have? Would you please consider the best is I'm begging you. We need if you just donate $75. Stop. How'd you get my
donate.
Number?
Donate. Right? I got a mortgage and two kids. Donate.
Thank you. I'm paying for college.
I'm trying to go to the World Series. Donate.
I got to pay $7,000 for game three.
Tell one of those two candidates to fork me over $7,000 real quick. And then you'll get my vote. That's it.
He said fork over, folks. Fork over.
Yeah, fork over. Hand over, okay? Hand over me $7,000, you get my vote. I guarantee. I promise. I'll vote for whatever you want me to do.
It's amazing how many that they just get your cell phone number and just bombard you nonstop, and we have something good happening with Kennesaw State. Because my man is going nuts. I just looked up. Are you
forced to three and out, baby? Forced to three and out. That's what we're talking about, Al.
Okay. I thought we housed one or something. It was just a punt. My man's excited about a punt.
I didn't want the double dip. Teams take advantage of that. They scored the last possession of the first half. The first possession, that's a momentum thing, man. Yep. We kept the mo with the Owls. All right. So, as we're saying here, I need $7,000 to go to the World Series with me and my kids because I don't sit in cheap seats because I'm a snob like that, and I fully admit it. But we're asking you guys, what's the most you ever have spent or would spend to go see your team in a championship game, make a championship run? 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to TJ in Syracuse. TJ, you're on Amber and Ian.
Yeah, not a sports event, but I spent $1,000 per person to U2 at the Sphere in Vegas.
How was it?
And, it's amazing. If you've not been to the Sphere, it is amazing. Is $1,000 amazing? I don't know about that, but my wife's a huge U2 fan. It was our Christmas gift to ourselves. We flew to Vegas. And of course, I don't have tickets like a man because I don't get them, ahead of time. The day of the concert, I don't have tickets. U2 had this pop-up thing at the Venetian, and we're in the Venetian, and we're in this, a U2 museum looking at stuff. I turn around, and my wife is crying. And she goes, "I can't believe we're not going to see this show tonight." And I said to myself, "I am doomed."
Nice.
So I did. Wow. I did spend $1,000 per ticket to see them, and it was a great show. But happy wife, happy life.
There you go. Well, happy life, happy ex-wife. That's me, nonetheless. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana.
Still going.
Frank, you're on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Greg, I got a great one for you. Not too long, but I grew up a lifelong Astros fan, and we grew up poor.
My dad would only take me to games where I got free tickets from school for having perfect attendance. So 2017, game five, I flew my dad out. We flew out, five of us, my sisters, my brother-in-law, my dad. I spent $15,000. My first job I got, my signing bonus, all went to the game. Best game ever. Still talks about it to this day. Amazing.
What was that dollar amount?
$15,000. My signing bonus. Yeah, I'm a doctor. I signed my signing bonus. All of it went towards the game. Worth every nickel. Worth every nickel. Do it.
That's all. Your kids will love it. That's
unreal.
Fantastic.
That is great.
There you
stuff.
Go, Zeno. If you're still thinking about it, there you go.
Well, he doubled me game up at life. 15, so there is that. If anybody wants to lend me a couple of grand, I'm open for it. Hit me up on Venmo at Mark Zeno. How much does DeAndre Hopkins really make the Chiefs better, or does he do it at all? We'll have that conversation next alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Mark Zeno, in for Amber Wilson. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80.